So what in the blazes do the events of 2,000 years ago, the events we'll be celebrating in a few days in this thing we call Christmas, have to do with our lives here in the 21st century? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Over the last few days, we've seen how the people of Israel completely misinterpreted, misunderstood the coming of their Messiah, God's Son Jesus, into their world. They were expecting a strong warrior king who'd boot the Romans out of their promised land once and for all, a Messiah who'd, in effect, save them from their circumstances. But God was doing something far greater. He sent them His Son to save them from their sin. But even after Jesus had been preaching in power, healing in miracles, they still didn't get it. John chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. The people saw this miraculous sign that Jesus did and said He must be the prophet who's coming into the world. Jesus knew that the people planned to come and get Him and make Him their king. So He left and went into the hills alone. See, they still wanted to corral Him into being a king that would fit with their expectations to save them from their circumstances. How did Jesus respond to that? He left and went into the hills alone. How often do we do exactly the same thing? God, save me from this problem. God, wave your magic wand and do that thing for me. Sure, God's involved in our lives. He loves us after all. But the reason Jesus came for you was to save you from your sin, so that if you just believe in Him, you wouldn't perish, but instead receive the free gift of eternal life. Please, please let Him do that for you. That's God's word fresh for you today. And don't forget that I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.